What up, Auntie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're recording right now, so what's up?
Oh, shoot. I was... Two things. Did you ever talk to me?
Just say what's up to the people real quick.
What's up to the people?
Initial thing that came to my brain was like tap out. Tap out, comma, or tap out, period, tap in. Like tap out of the world and like tap in like with yourself.
Yeah. That reminds me of like some shit I've been like, and most of the shit I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
Just like disconnect from that material world.
Yeah.
And look at like the natural world instead. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Or spiritual or
natural is like same makes thing. Sense here.
Yeah. I feel that.
And like imagine if like brand names weren't a thing, bro. Niggas just wore clothes. You got a store, all the same t-shirts and shit.
Life would be a lot different.
But
a lot of people.
For sure. People would have nothing to like hold their rank over anybody else. So if they, like, nigga, oh, I got on this designer, so I feel like I'm better than you.
Right.
Mm-mm. Nigga, we both got on black t-shirts.
With the same tag.
Literally. That's the crazy thing. Even if it got a different tag on it, like niggas still think that one up in somebody because they shirt got a different tag. Shit, freaky. I feel a victim of that before, but I ain't doing that shit no more.
No, I feel you. No, that's good.
Ooh, I got it, bro.
Huh?
I got it. I was trying to think of some shit like, to put on, like a brand type shit. But it could literally just be a twig. Tap in with God. It's supposed to say twig.
Mm.
What is good, y'all? It's Drag Discussions here. It's your boy Tev.
It's Bryce, man.
We back. Man. Back and forth. Back.
Yeah.
You notice it's a little quieter.
Yeah, man.
The surroundings are
a lot more ideal.
Yeah, a little more controlled.
Ain't gonna be no birds tweeting today.
Nope, unfortunately. I know y'all like that
shit.
Know what
I'm saying? Ain't gonna be no wind.
Nope.
No planes flying by.
We inside with it.
You know what I'm saying? Controlled environment.
Yeah.
Mental state. Past 7.
Yeah. Shit, bro. I can't even lie. I really just been trying to like do the necessary things. Like not even like involving like going like to source out from it, but just making sure I'm straight in my head before I leave and like leave the crib type, you know? Shit, just waking up. And like just being grateful instead of like waking up and thinking about what I gotta do, like right off the bat, get sucked into that so easily.
That should make your whole life.
You shift the whole day.
What?
Shift the whole day.
For real. It's that like concept of like, I get to do this rather than I got to do this.
Exactly.
And I was just speaking on somebody. I'm like, that's been my mind shift in this past like few months. It's like, I used to be like, fuck, I gotta work. Fuck, yeah. I gotta do this, this, and this today. Like, and really, I just be like, you know what? I get to do this shit.
Yep.
And that's it, being grateful.
Like, yeah.
Damn, I got it pretty good. Like, I'm set up pretty straight. Like, I'm, for both of us, we are business owners. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we don't have to go work for somebody. I do, but like we, at the same time,
we do,
but we don't.
Yeah.
But I work for somebody in an environment where it's like, but I love this shit. Like, I'm outside. I could be sitting in a cubicle. Yeah.
There's no way you can coach without working for somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because a head coach, which is the head coach, work for somebody.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. But yeah.
But yeah, shit. Number? I'll say like, maybe like 9-5, bro.
Yeah. I like that.
Cut out some, like, actively working towards cutting out bad habits.
That's what's up. Last week. Man, I've been. I had peace of mind this week for sure. A lot of that, a lot of peace of mind. And just like kind of being disconnected. Well, I got a good balance, I'll say this week. You know, getting out the house, doing things, interacting, and then also, you know, having that time to, you know, stay close to home and stay in a low stress environment, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a great balance. I'd say I'm at a, I'd say 9-5 too.
Hmm. 9-5. Like 9-5.
Yeah. 9-5, not 9-5. So. But yeah, 9-5. It's the average. I'll lead us in. What can we control is the main question for this topic. I mean, what do we control? Let's start with that.
What do we control or what can we control?
What can we control? That's actually, yeah, that's good. Cause we do we try to control shit or do we control it though? The shit we can't control.
I feel like we just try.
Yeah. That's where the disappointment comes from. Yeah. It's like, the more I try to control, like, and we'll talk about this later on, actually, like in the next episode, damn near. But like, I've noticed the more that I go and try and force something, and make something like bend to my will,
mm-hmm.
the more it doesn't, not that it doesn't happen, it's just harder to attain.
Yeah.
It's like way harder than it really needs to be.
Definitely relate.
On your mind, but no, what are you gonna say?
We can control like our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We can control shit what we say.
Yeah.
Loki, I feel like we control what we say more than controlling what we think.
Oh yeah, no. Definitely. Like creativity and imagination, that shit's a motherfucker.
Oh, for sure. Just off of hearing simple words. Like two words make you go way left with some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, well, this is kind of like going to be contradicting. Like we can, but we can't affect somebody else's like emotions. That being said, like I can't control how you feel if I say something, right? But I can control what I say because I know if I say this, it's gonna make you feel a certain type of way, type shit, you know.
But then it's not even that you gonna make me feel. a certain way. Like, I can't, I can choose to be affected by what you say. You
definitely. But if I know something affects you, I can choose to say those words. That's true. You know,
push the button.
Exactly. Button pushing. Because words are a lot more powerful than like what the world has made them seem. What they say, six songs may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mm-hmm. Nigga, words hurt.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody says. Words hurt.
They sure do.
Especially depending on who it's coming from, the type of weight that holds.
Yeah.
Words hurt, nigga. Straight up. Like, you don't want to hear some shit from, like, your partner that's going to make you feel a certain type of way, you know? That shit going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I'll also say, like, we can control our environment. And not necessarily the environment, but what environment we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can choose to, if I know this is not, like, environment is, you know, what's going to be
beneficial, type.
Beneficial, healthy for me.
Yeah.
Then I have the power to remove myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's easier said than done at the same time. And sometimes, like, outside world will make you think, like, I gotta be here though because shit, this is paying my bills.
Yep.
This is, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Obligations make me feel like it's I have to be here.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. Now, why is it so easy to believe that we can control everything around us?
Well, what just came to my brain is like just us seeing like our parents, like just seem like they have everything under control when we're growing, you know, so it makes it look so easily and attainable, even though they might not have everything under control at the time.
Right.
And everybody around you seems like they have everything under control. So, it's kind of like a good amount of people like choose to like, in quotes, fit in with having everything under control. Even if like the fucking world is upside down, but they out in public with other people who seem like they're okay. Exactly. I guess that's like a start
to answer. And it's like that superficial appearance, but then there's also like that feeling of you don't want to affect everyone around you. You don't want to affect the room. You don't want to have everybody like kind of feel like they have to be there for or do
like
something.
Like sympathize.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like you don't want to. I'm trying to like, because you don't want to seem like you just want attention.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up that it has like it.
That is like that. That? Yeah.
Because then people don't really show what their real feelings are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no, so the question like people got to ask themselves, like, are you trying to control shit in your life for the outcome or for the journey?
Shit. I think it's for sure, I mean, like intentions would definitely be set on like the journey type. I mean, the outcome. You know, niggas doing certain things because of what they see in their head. for what things could possibly be type, you know?
Right.
I'll say, I honestly didn't think about, like, the journey, personally. I used to be in that shit.
I mean, the main thing I just been reading is, like, to go through life for the process of it, you know what I'm saying?
What's happening, Trey?
Bring his ass up in here.
We're out here tiptoeing around.
Uh-huh.
Tiptoeing in his sandals.
How you feeling today?
Oh, it's a good day. Good day. You caught me off guard right now. I got on my slides and sweats. Protocol, but the tires downstairs.
Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah. We're going to rant to you. The journey, bro. It's all about the journey.
Exactly. If you ain't living in the journey, then it's like, you gonna miss it.
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna stop, but it's like, someone could give you $1 million,
mm-hmm.
or you could go figure out how to go make that $1 million.
And then do it again.
And do it again. Yeah. But aside from not even just doing it again, it's not even about that $1 million. It's the lessons you done learned,
mm-hmm.
the growth you done, you know, experience along that journey. Right. Or someone just give me $1 million, it's like, oh, shit, I mean, I got $1 million, you know,
no.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And you don't appreciate it once you get there.
No merch. So,
definitely. Sure.
Yeah. I gotta start being more considerate of the journey. For sure.
That's what it is. I mean, that is what we hear when we talk about every day is the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ups and downs, mm-hmm. like getting through it, part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, all that.
Yeah.
If you think about your life as a book, you want your book to be excited. I'm pretty sure when an exciting ass novel,
yeah.
you don't want to open a book like the Bill was gifted $100 million by his father. Man, the fuck was all that? Make this shit up. As opposed to, you know, he
there's no like real way to appreciate where you end up
here. I would say I just need to acknowledge the journey more. Like, cause I feel that shit and I know I'm in it. And it's like,
yeah,
obviously something carrying on, but just acknowledging that shit and knowing what it is. Definitely appreciate it a little more. And definitely look at it in, not necessarily saying I think of the journey in a negative light, but it would be less negativity in those thoughts about the journey. You know?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And that's hard to do when you just got a lot going on.
Yeah. Like, head down.
When you get that time to really sit and reflect on, I mean, not just the good, but like, reflect on quote unquote the bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause the way I look at everything now is just like where I was and where I am now. And I may have been down bad, you know what I'm saying, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to only look back when it back to down bad. You feel me? And then you're like, man, I'm back at this moment. Like, but it's like because you never took the time to learn that lesson and grow from that.
Yeah, you never took care of this problem right here.
Right. You just hit it, you put it inside, you pushed it aside,
yep.
and then yep. now you back here because it's like, ah. Damn, that shit came back.
That's low key with like everything. Yeah. Whether it's like emotions that you're feeling, trauma that you have, or fucking shit. Bills you gotta pay.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
anything, bro. Show coming back.
What?
Just cause you ain't hear from them niggas.
Don't mean they forgot.
They waiting. So, yeah. Anticipating that payment. Without a doubt. But shit. What is success really? Is it a journey or a destination?
So, me and Trey, we talked about this for like 3 years. Like what success really is. Like it's literally you just make a goal, progressively work towards that goal, achieve that goal. no matter how big, small the scale is, as success. If I want to get up, my goal is to go grab that water bottle, come sit back down. I'll go get up, come sit back down. Success.
Right.
And now if that bottle was 100 mil, I want to get up, go grab that 100 mil, come back. I mean, might take a little longer. But shit, the nigga assesses that. Success.
Yeah.
It don't even have to be anything you could grab or touch.
Right.
Like, I want to.
Or a place you have to be.
Yeah, straight up. I just want to clear mind tomorrow. Have a clear mind the next day.
Because it's like a significant thing that you hear, or like a recurring thing that you hear from people we see as successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Is that, like I mentioned, Big Sean was talking about he moved into, you know, from Guns N' Roses' house. He thought like that was going to be,
that's it.
Like, I made it.
Yeah, I'm here.
But ain't nowhere to make it to.
Yeah.
Ain't no destination. Like, that's when he felt the worst. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's when he had a mental, you know what I'm saying? And then you hear it time and time again, like, I think even Cardi B, I can't believe I'm quoting her, but she, and it's just the most video I seen recently on Instagram. So she was talking about, like, I low key was a little happier without money.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You hear that a lot.
A lot. Akon just said that shit like a month ago.
Yeah. So it's like,
this is like where I feel like it could be like a left or a right when you gain that like wealth. What you doing with your money? Like, literally, what are you doing with the money? If you it's out buying cars to try to make them so happy, obviously that's what these niggas seem like they're doing. That's why you might be unhappy. But if you go start like a charity, whatever, start giving back to the community, if that's what you want to do with your money and it makes you feel good, do that shit.
So you talk about it constantly, bro. Our life is a service more than it's for us.
Straight up.
And with that, you should like, I'm not saying give all of it away, but be comfortable. Help others in the process.
Yeah.
Provide opportunities for others more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, going back to that example, we're not just going to gift a motherfucker with $1 million because I got 3, 4, 5 billion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but I'll give you an opportunity as to where, okay, you can do something with what I'm going to give you,
yeah,
the opportunity I'm going to give you,
yeah,
and then you can get it on your own. And then they pass that on to someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it just, yeah.
Yeah.
You turn it tenfold.
It just comes down to that, bro. Like, what you doing with your money, man.
Yeah. And success don't even gotta be money, bro.
No.
It really don't.
No.
Like, that's just what it's measured as in a lot of people's head and a lot of people's
mind. In the US, seemingly. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the world, but I don't know. But US for sure.
Yeah.
What for sure.
Music notes.
Yeah, let's do music notes now. My shit is off one of my favorite albums. Like, out of 2010s. One of my favorite albums out of 2010s. Came out 2016. Sons Tyrae, Isaiah Rashad. It's my shit, Titty and Dollar. It's Isaiah Rashad featuring Hugh Augustine and J-Rock. J-Rock go crazy on this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna get there, so listen to it for yourself if you want to. But I just like how my boy opened up the song, bro. That shit touches me.
Yes,
definitely. It's called Titty and Dollar. I'm just one dirty motherfucker. I hurt myself way more than you. There's too much out here for the cup. I put the code in them.
muscle. It's this man in grainy face. I'm supposed to show you blood. I don't need no picket lining. I don't need no fucking hook. You just rapping just because. With your nephew full of drugs. Too exclusive in the back. She wants me to go in the club.
Who's that nigga? If I ain't that nigga.
Robert. Gotta consider my liver, my nigga. Gotta get rid of my kidney, my nigga. That was the only.
All right, yeah. We can't let y'all hear the whole thing because we don't have the rights to that song.
Say it again.
We don't have rights to that song.
One more time.
We don't have rights to that song.
But no, that was fine.
Yeah, that's my shit.
You got anything to put behind
for
it?
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Because who's that nigga behind that nigga? Like, straight up. But that first line, just one dirty motherfucker, hurt myself. Way more than you. Literally what we was talking about last week. Nigga, I'm my what did we say? I'm my biggest my biggest weakness and my biggest strength. Straight up.
Yeah.
Can't nobody hurt me more than I hurt myself.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. Cause what can we control? Ourselves.
Exactly.
Ourselves. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that, bro. I'm gonna let Isaiah Rashad speak for himself the rest of the way.
I feel that. All right, for my music notes pick this week. This is an album I've been bumping from top to bottom. This loop, man.
Yeah, she came out October.
Yeah. So here's mine, 100.
Don't really care about the numbers. Stuck on the couch with these summers. I get away with myself. I gotta keep that shit humble. I gotta keep it 100. I gotta keep it 100. Let's keep it 200. There's been nothing so hurdles, but I gotta keep it 100. Don't really care about the numbers. Stuck on the couch with these summers. I get away with myself. I gotta keep that shit humble. I gotta keep it 100. I gotta keep it 100. Let's keep it 200. There's been nothing so hurdles, but I gotta keep it 100. Thomas.
Man, so, I mean, that shit, that bar exactly was all I was like, yeah, this is the one for today.
Yo.
I get in the way of myself. I gotta keep this shit humble. I gotta keep it 100. I gotta keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? So that says it all. I mean, only person that can get in your own way is you.
Straight up.
Only person that can get in your way is you. 10 times out of 10. You may think somebody else doing it. No. It's you. And not to blame yourself, not to beat yourself up, but you got to control your emotions. You got to control your reactions.
Yep.
You got to control your environment at all times. And that's not nobody else's responsibility but yours. Unless you're a child, but we grown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We grown. Don't get that access to nobody else. Because we're going to be fucked.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's that. That's music notes.
Yeah.
That's music notes.
Yeah.
Now we on to the ungame.
Hey, Trey, you want to play the un game with us?
Yeah.
What? You want to play the un game with us?
The
un game? Yeah.
What the fuck is that? That's everybody's reaction when they hear that shit.
Un game.
Ooh. Damn, that was spiffy.
Hey, man. No try.
Right and tight.
Un game is just like removing layers. Some layers are thicker than others, but think of like an onion, just peeling the onion.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the best I could give, just asking questions. Some heavy, some light.
All right, true for it.
Let's go. You got the first one.
First one of the ungame is, with what age group do you feel the least comfortable with and why? Least comfortable with.
Why does make me think of Sunday, Trey?
I'm in kids.
And I'm actually cool with kids, bro. Yeah. It's just. when they just don't have the structure, let's say.
So structureless children is who you feel least comfortable with?
Yeah. Get real specific with my
age group. Least comfortable? I don't know. I feel like I'm a people's person, bro. So, like, if you're a person, I mean, you can figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Age group, though, I gotta answer the question.
Yeah. Honestly, I might even say teens.
I was gonna say middle schoolers. Yeah, so that's the same.
Because they old enough to know better, but at the same time, they think they know it all. So you can't tell them shit.
But still act like an elementary
school kid. Yeah. At times, yeah, for sure.
I'll say. Real talk, honestly, I'm not uncomfortable with any age group.
Yeah,
but at that point, I know how to communicate. I feel comfortable communicating with any and everybody.
Yeah.
Tyler, to an elderly person.
Yeah.
Doesn't say, you know, some are more difficult than others, but still, my comfortability, a lot of comfort.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's what I was thinking at first. But.
You try to slide out of that question.
What's the age group?
Which one are you least comfortable with?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, like, I'm across the board. I'm small.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll guess next one. What would you like to receive on your next birthday? Jeff, I mean.
Yeah, mine is the closest.
Yeah.
I wrote it down on my board last night. I need more dress clothes. Honestly, I literally wrote that for my birthday last night.
I feel
it. Yeah, dress clothes. Just because how we step in here.
I know y'all can't see, but the Seven Brothers is suited and booted right now.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Yeah,
every
day. And I'm in some Crocs.
Hey, you good?
But, shit. Next birthday, I'm the type that really don't ask for shit on my birthday. Like, if I didn't get nothing, I'd be like, I'm straight. Like,
yeah. Well, question didn't say from whom, maybe give it to yourself.
Ooh. Financial freedom.
Ooh. What does that mean to you?
On my business, my endeavors, I have the freedom to make choices with them and not be restricted by, you know, financial setbacks or restrictions and, you know what I'm saying? Just being able to make and really live through the vision of it without having to worry about not having enough.
All right. Well, we're going to keep digging.
Okay.
It's always going to be stuff to struggle through and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care how much money you're making. Pretty sure you're going to talk to Jay-Z right now and he got some shit that's a burden on him.
Yeah.
Or that's weighing heavy on him. That's causing some type of financial stress or strain. Right. Like, there's levels to it. So I'm going to ask you again, what does that necessarily mean to you? Is there a certain amount of money you want to be receiving monthly? You know, is it a certain amount of money you want to have as a nest egg? Is it some type of, you know, cash flow or what exactly?
Consistent multiple streams of income.
Okay, but what does that mean? What's the, you gotta narrow it down because that's the only way you actually realize your goals. You gotta be specific. Like if I was a magic genie, Okay, consists of multiple sources of income. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a penny from 100 different sources of income on a monthly basis so you can get your $1.
Like, maybe I'm not understanding it fully.
No, you just got to dig deeper.
Yeah.
Like, lay it out. Like, if I ask you to describe your perfect day from waking up to when you go to bed, it should be no different than when you talk about financial freedom. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want $100,000 from four different sources of income by the time I turn X, Y, and Z. However that turns out, whether it's $25,000 from each one, but from four different sources of income, give me to $100,000. Or I want to have $250,000 stacked to the side, ready to go for real estate or whatever your case is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you gotta map it out. Universal response, whatever you're asking for. The problem is most of us don't know how to ask for what we want because we don't really know what it is that we want.
It's not an idea of what it could be.
I would say, this is my next birthday.
Mm-hmm.
50 grand for multiple income streams. Being the podcast being monetized, then having my investments bring me passive income in that same amount for, you know, the year. And then having my own spa facility to be able to bring in, not breaking it down by pieces, but to also help bring in that 50K. So, cause I don't need a lot to live on. But if I'm providing opportunities, I'm happy.
We need more than 50K.
Yeah.
No, but we'll get there.
But it's just me right now, you know what I'm saying? So.
But the 50K, you hit it real quick.
Oh, that's real. No, yep. That's real. That's real. You are not wrong.
And you also gotta keep in mind when you think about stuff, especially money wise, it's not just feeding our clothing ourselves to live. What does living mean to you?
Yeah.
Me, I want to go out, experience stuff, want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So get you a lot more than 50 bands to be able to go bounce around, get real life knowledge and whatnot. But it's just for that first year that we're talking.
Right.
Exactly. Me personally, next year, birthday, I tell a nigga 31, I need to have that first piece of rental income, a piece of property, probably out east somewhere, which may be bringing in at least gross and minimum $1,200 a month. Gross. And I need Surgical Coffee to be fully running to the point that we're doing at least cold brew wise. I say at least serving 2,500 customers a month. However, that's cut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. I like how you made me really break that shit down in my head.
I said dress clothes.
But George is coming sooner than for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's also the thing about goal setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to be realistic with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A little bro can't say, I want $1 million. You know, by the time my next birthday, which is in a couple several weeks, right? It's not impossible, but all right, what the fuck can you do in 3 weeks to earn your meal ticket?
If you gonna do that shit, let me know.
Yeah.
I need some of that.
Yeah.
It's not impossible, but that's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, I'm gonna do something that's a little bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and then also something I came across too, reading, men, they say women tend to be more successful, especially lately in business, than men. Reason being, women seem to set more realistic goals than men. And once you get into the habit of consistently hitting your goals, that kind of keeps pushing you upwards, as opposed to, you know, you could be, again, same scenario. I want to do cash flow $1 million a year by fucking 6 months from now.
Right.
You know, don't meet that. You say you fall short. Even if you fall short of like 800 or 750,000, you still didn't meet your goal. So now if you consistently not hitting your goals, not hitting your target, that's doing something to you.
Right. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Complete the statement. That's what I say is.
Yeah.
Something is. I really appreciate is.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something.
Read the damn shit. Something I really appreciate is life. The gift of life. My health. Family. If I had to be one, I'll say my life. Because that encompasses all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say, I really appreciate opportunities that are presented within my life. So the next man next door, I mean, probably don't got the same shit that I got going on, you know? Yeah. Opportunities for me to like grow as a person, as like a business owner, as a sibling, brother, you know, just opportunities, bro, and being able to like take steps towards that.
That's a good one too. I'll say something I really appreciate is there's a few. First one has to be peace of mind. I like opportunities too. That one's good. And providing opportunities. Something I appreciate more when I can provide more, but the few that I can provide through coaching, through, you know, my business, like that's really like fulfilling for me in my life, for sure. And then last one. Let's go top three. Five is a lot.
Yeah.
We'll do top three hip hop or R&B albums dropped in the past 365 days.
To be fair, I don't even be listening to like new music that's dropping like that. Unless it's something I really fuck with.
That is true.
Damn. Give me a little quick second.
So I'm going to say that Lou album, Gold Mouth, the second has to be Nas, King Disease 2. And the third, in the past 365. Sheesh. Oh, and the house is burning. Isaiah Rashad.
That's
about three. It's different for me because I be having to find music because I get tired of shit quick.
I feel.
And then I'll come back like years later.
What about your boy? This from last year?
Oh, is that volume one?
Mm-hmm.
For real? That was all. That was
January 20th. Oh, it was past a year. Past a year. Okay. It's over a year.
Yeah, that would have made it hard. That would have made it hard.
Yeah, it's past a year. Let me listen to the rules. I really don't know, bro. I got one. No, I don't. That shit didn't come out within a year.
Which one was you thinking?
Some Bad Bad Not Good. They knew shit is fire. Mm. But I ain't listened to the whole thing all the way through. To be able to fucking do. Yeah, bro. I don't know. Off Season was fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J. Cole.
J. Cole. I'll take that one. House is better than this too. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think to help. R&B too.
That's what I was looking for right now. Fuck it, I'm gonna give it to Bad Bad Not Good. Oh, it's not R&B.
That's fine though.
Yeah. Bad Bad Not Good. It's like New Age Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, them three. Yeah. Shit. Fuck.
So I had Kings of East 2, Nas, Goldmouth, Loot, and House Was Burning, Isaiah Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
Year three were
House Was Burning. J. Cole, the Off Season. Bad Bad Not Good, Talk Memory.
Straight out.
My vinyl just came into it.
Yeah. Well, that Mac Miller mixtape that they just re-released.
Faces.
Did that count?
That's true. It was dropped in the past. True. 365.
True.
Faces.
It was a drop. That's an honorable mention.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's one I used to listen to in like high school. So,
yeah. Shout out Mac, bro.
Shout out Mac, man. Mac Meezy. All right, man. Start wrapping this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, or shout out.
Shit, I'm gonna let this be my damn tip. Stay out of your own way.
Yeah.
Stay out your way, man.
Yeah. Say that. I would encourage to pursue your passion as your career.
Mm.
If you're in that position that you can.
Yeah.
Do something you're gonna love to do, that you'll put everything into because you see the vision of it. And that's hard to do, for sure.
Yeah.
We both know that.
Yeah, a lot easier said than done.
But once you get into it, though, it's actually a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because you love it and you trust your vision and you believe in yourself. Yeah.
It ain't gonna feel like too much or nothing.
Right.
I mean, certain days for sure will, but most of the time, if you really enjoy that shit, you're gonna be having fun while you're doing it.
Especially because it's yours.
Exactly.
It's not someone else's vision, it's yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mental state, past 24.
Past 24 have been smooth, bro. Literally been here. I'm just working, dog. I say, I give it the same as what I started with, bro.
9-5,
yeah. Only thing that brought it down was what I ate for dinner last night. It didn't taste like what it used to taste like.
Yeah, I hit the way it should.
Nah, not at all.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That'd be rough.
It was from the restaurant, too. From, Radican. The Indian restaurant.
Mm. That's crazy. I had some curry last night. I made some curry last night.
I had some curry, too. We had salmon curry. Salmon curry's fire. The shrimp tikka masala tastes like yams. It tastes like yams, I swear.
I had shrimp curry. Some shrimp curry. Shit was good, but actually I didn't get the curry I usually get, so it wasn't.
It didn't hit it.
It wasn't exactly.
I said it wasn't an Indian food day.
Yeah, probably not. So it seemed like. past 24. I'll say I'm out of 10. Got some good news on the business end of an event. For a possible collab. Did some writing yesterday. Didn't have to practice in the cold weather.
No.
Didn't have to practice. Just had meetings. Went home. Had a little extra time. Wrote. Made some dinner. Woke up this morning energized, even though I was up early. And now we're here. I'm at 10.
5.7 for the day.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. So yeah. Shit. It's Durag Discussions.
Yep.
Season 6, episode 5.
Yeah.
For real this time. Episode 5.
Yep.
I'm Bryce.
Tev.
We out.
See y'all niggas in every city, niggas.
And the Durag Discussions week.
Yep.